current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's News Right Now, the paper cover. A memorandum of understanding has been signed by the US and the Iranian regime. The MOU revolves around notions such as the immediate and permanent termination of military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon, and an undertaking from now on not to initiate any war or military operation against each other, and to refrain from the threat or use of force against each other, and ensuring the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Lebanon. The final deal will confirm the permanent termination of the war on all fronts, including in Lebanon, and other provisions, as well as respect for each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and refraining from interfering in each other's internal affairs, and also opening the Strait of Hormuz. 4 days after signing the MOU, on Sunday, June 21st, Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "Iran must immediately stop their highly paid proxies in Lebanon from causing trouble. If they don't, we'll hit Iran very hard again, just like we did last week, only harder. President Donald J. Trump," end quote. This post has violated the MOU, as Trump has officially threatened Iran once again. What was the point of signing this MOU for Trump to flip his lid and violate it 4 days later? Simply put, this was only to save face with the American people and the base he had betrayed. There was no real benefit for the people, neither in America nor in Iran. No goal was intended to be reached, just a simple, quote-unquote, "we tried" was enough for Trump. The continued aggression in Lebanon has shown how hollow this MOU is, for while Lebanon was included in the agreement, the Jewish entity has not stopped its aggression against the people of Lebanon, undermining the agreement. America, who used to be strong and have a strong presence in the world, has become weak. It no longer holds the power to force a state or country to comply. Its objectives are unable to be reached, and the respect and trust of the people within America and outside are lost. Even the arrogant Trump's tangents on social media are nothing but a reflection of someone who has lost the plot. His words hold no weight. His actions and threats cause no effect. Trump's actions reflect the state of weakness the U.S. has reached. Only the Khilafah, Caliphate, will be able to expose this weakness even further. The recent blunder in Iran has not been truly capitalized on because of Iran's nation-state limitations. Only a Khilafah can show the meaning of a true presence, a system that will flip the scales and bring justice and light back into the world. Where the Caliph says a word, it would move continents against the U.S. Only then will the enemies of Muslims not be able to hide behind paper to give the illusion of victory. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.